you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 3 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Tigers coronation tonight at 6:40. They get the Sox. They win. You're in. No, I don't want to worry about the Twins losing again, although they'll probably do that. I want to ask TJ one baseball question, or one football before we get back to the Tigers. Because, again, Monday Night Football affords us the luxury. We can talk about the Lions Monday.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize that.
Frank Ragnow being gone.
Yeah.
You played the offensive line. You know what the center does. You know how important they are, and you know how damn good Frank is.
Yeah.
How am I wrong in thinking that's a massive loss for this team?
Man, I told you were wrong last week about Michigan running the, you know,
I'm not busting your balls.
And then you are right. So, no, but I don't think it's massive only because I think Graham Glasgow is a starting center in this league. I think he's an above average starting guard, and I think he's an above average starting center if he were to be a center. So, are you weaker at two positions? Probably, but I don't think by much. You're weaker at center, certainly. Frank's an all-pro guy, but that, I don't think it's a huge drop-off. And look, it sounds like Coyote Awosika is going to get the nod at left guard, and he started a lot of games. He started the NFC Championship game and played really, really good against San Francisco. So I think they have a capable starter there. Is it ideal? No. Is it your best five? No, it's not. But
yeah, he was good in the first half. The second half, they started to wear him down. But
a little bit. I mean, he got beat a couple times, but it wasn't a game where it's like, oh, man, if Jonah Jackson were in there, we would have won that game. Like, he did his job. You know what I mean? And I think he was solid. And I think that Ben Johnson talked this week and said, you know, they made a point back in the offseason to, I think he said, pound the table to get Graham Glasgow back, not only because he's an above-average guard, but he can play multiple positions. And if anything happens to Frank, I'm not looking at my notes.
What do you have, a trapper keeper?
No, I was trying to find out the...
He's got graph paper. He's back in math class. Look at this. What is that?
Here's the thing. Seattle's defensive front, I don't think, is great by any means. They're not San Fran. They're not Dallas. They're not any of these, you know, Baltimore, any of these other teams that... you know, you got to look at it and say, oh, man, they got a D tackle. We got a double team the entire time. So this week, I think they're going to be okay, which is why it gives me confidence. And I kind of teased at it, you know, during the prop bet casino. I think the Lions are going to win big. But it's certainly a big loss. But I think Graham has enough experience at that position to where you shouldn't necessarily take a gigantic step back. And he's smart, too. Graham is a smart guy. He's able to make all the calls. He's able to do everything that Frank does when it comes to the mental side of the game. Physically, is he as good as Frank? No, but that's not a knock against Graham. That's there might be one center in the league that might be better than Frank, right? But no, I think they'll be just fine.
So no fall off like you saw in Philly when Kelsey left?
No, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be an entire different offense and we got to change everything because we're missing our center. The challenge is going to be communicating. I think anytime you have shuffling parts where, okay, now I got a new center and a new guard, that affects the left tackle. That affects the right guard, right? How many reps has Kevin Zeitler got with Graham Glasgow at center on some double teams or some, you know, pass protections or passing off stunts? Probably not many. So you might need to kind of expedite that chemistry when it comes to those guys. And Taylor Decker, how many times has he practiced this year, you know, next to Awosika? Who knows, right? So you're going to kind of have to just go in there with the trust that, okay, this guy's played a lot of football, right? He played a lot of snaps last year. He's played, whether it's 5-6 years ago, he's got the reps there. He's proven that he can be effective at this position. We just got to go out there and trust each other. And I do think it definitely helps being at home, too. I think when you're playing with a backup center and backup linemen on the road, it's incredibly difficult because the communication is very limited. You're on silent count. You can't listen to the quarterback, right? But when you're at home, you have an advantage, right? You can talk more. You can communicate more. You can get on the same page. So that's why I don't think it's going to be a massive loss. I think they're certainly going to feel it a little bit because that's just the type of player that Frank is. You're missing an all-pro guy. Of course you're going to feel it. But I think they're going to be just fine.
I have a question. Now, this is loosely baseball. Now, I need you to put your trapper keeper away. We need to have a conversation with me, you, and Kenny.
It's a notebook.
It's like graph paper. It's I felt like you were in math class. Here's what I'd like to know. How much damage would you do on a personal level and a marital level if we could get you to bail on this youth sports you don't want to be in, and you and Kenny go to the game tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Tonight.
I have to go with Kenny?
Yes, that is a part of the deal.
Oh, them's fighting words.
I would.
Because there was a reason.
I think Kenny, I would love to see Kenny in his element.
Well, that's
I've never seen him outside this building.
But that's why I was asking.
I would love to see Kenny in his element.
I would love to see TJ in his element.
It would be worth a couple of pollen.
I think so.
And a couple of dinner dates.
What type of damage could the two of you do? If you were sitting there, nine-inning baseball game, no responsibilities, and you have a driver for the night.
Okay.
Neither of you are going to do something stupid. But Kenny versus TJ, how many beers in a nine-inning game? Tigers clinching a playoff spot tonight. You escape the hell that is youth sports that you have no interest in.
We're just going at it. We're letting loose.
And yes, it's fun, TJ, the guy who died. I want
to
know.
I told you I'm still fun from the hours of 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The point is, Kenny and you.
Cash not my fault. All my friends work.
TJ is going to start getting into model trains.
All my friends are at work. All right, now listen.
What do you mean you can't golf on Wednesday at 7:40 in the morning?
No, I have a job. I got bills to pay, man.
Hey, Bobby, what are you doing? I'm working.
All right, I think to answer your question, I would. I'd never seen Kenny in his element. I'd say I'm a minus 6.5.
It's a contest. I thought we were just partying.
I would still say I'd give myself a minus 6.5.
You're laying 6.5 beers.
I don't know if I could keep up with TJ, but I could definitely cover this spread. I'm in the ballpark.
You could stay within a touchdown.
I'm retired.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I say that. You're fighting days behind you. I'm in my prime right now.
I got nothing to do most mornings.
I'm knocking dingers, man.
On a number basis. Now, picture it. You're at the ballpark tonight. It's going to be 75. It's not going to be beautiful but it's good enough, right?
Gosh, man, you're making me jealous.
Dude, it's simple. Why don't you just put your foot down and go, I'm not going to this stupid hockey game. I'm going to watch the Tigers when they make the playoffs. So the point I'm making is, how many beers would it be? Is it one per inning for you?
Easily.
Okay, so
easy.
Is it 1.5 per inning? You're like Wade Boggs. If you've never, Rico, have you heard the Wade Boggs story?
Yeah. On the plane?
Yeah. This is inflated Boggs. Wow. Right here. I mean, never seen anything like this cat.
I'm no Andre the Giant, but
but you're not 8 feet tall.
An inning lasts, probably 15, 20 minutes?
This is a Tigers game we're talking about, though, so they go quick.
On a day like today where you feel like it's going to be a big celebration by 9:30, call it, I'd probably go two per inning. Yeah.
Yeah. One at the top, one at the bottom. So. Yep. I'm with you. I'd probably be right there with you till maybe like the sixth or seventh that I slow down.
And that's where the 6.5 comes into play.
There you go.
I pull away in the eighth and the ninth inning.
I think I keep it close for long enough.
What would we have to do to make this happen tonight? Seriously, how much damage would it do if you skipped one youth game?
Tell you a lot. Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
How bad? How bad? I mean, let's be real.
Well, what do we got to do to make you leave work early and we'll take you with us? So you can be our judge keeper.
Listen, my dream is quitting. What do you want to do?
If you come, Mike. Mike, if you're there with us.
Doing you a favor?
We'll pound beers.
I think you two would be the perfect pairing for a Friday night baseball game.
It sounds like a fun buddy cop movie.
It is.
I'm into it.
You're Kevin Hart and he's The Rock. But it's still like, no, it would just you two because your love of beer, your love of alcohol.
And baseball.
And Detroit. And just, I could see this being reality TV tonight if we could park them both at the game.
You know what? There's no guarantee, but If there is a playoff game in Detroit, can we make it happen?
I would make that happen for you, yes. Okay. I'll provide the driver, whatever you need. Rico's got a helicopter.
You got the bill covered?
I can take care of that.
Okay.
In order to get content for the show?
I'm in.
Rico, do you know the content this would provide? Do you understand?
I have
a wireless in the stadium.
Right, Mike, but probably after beer number four, we can't use it. You can use it on the pod. We can't use the content anymore.
You might not be able to use it on the pod either. Roberts.
Right.
Jack, players.
TJ starts telling how he really feels about people. Kenny is like, I agree. Oh, I've been trying to say the same thing to David and Rico all of this time.
You know, Gov has some good points.
Right.
I was right. Good Lord.
I'll tell you something, Kenny. David doesn't know how hard it is to be white. It's hard out here in the streets. You always had the best ideas. You know what, Kenny? I love you, man.
That's how I see it playing out. And then the Tigers clinch the playoff berth. It would be unbelievable. Serious note. How much trouble would you get in if you just said, I'm not going to the thing tonight? I got a thing to do.
A lot.
Define a lot, though.
I don't even want to imagine.
Oh, my.
You know what, Mike? I think what he's trying to say is
different locations.
The next thing that you would hear is tonight. Mike!
Yeah. I got you, brother. No problem.
You got a spare bed?
Yeah, I got you covered.
For like a month?
I was about to say.
Potentially.
Like TJ,
yeah. Potentially.
That's a lot
eternity?
Of luggage.
Yeah,
that
because
we're
again,
in.
It's all content. It'd be incredible.
That would be the Buddy Cop movie.
Come on.
TJ moves in. Oh, yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Chronicles of TJ.
Can I bring the kids with me?
Absolutely not.
One of them.
Yes.
Depends on which one.
I'm not going to say his kid's names on the air, but no. One of his kids is an absolute gentleman, and I absolutely think that's possible. Okay. We could do that.
You make fun of me when I say David has one kid like that. That it's like, you know what? That kid's
the difference is I can't keep track of the amount of kids he has. We got the Cromartie of radio. That's, I know, you know he's what? Got three
Michael,
kids.
That's the price. You've got to take my kids to the next month of hockey events.
Absolutely not.
That's the price.
Your life, you've already told me your life's a living so hell. I'm not going to assume that.
It's not worth it. If it's not worth it for you, it's not
you
worth it.
You got to take them from now until
Thanksgiving.
All right. We will get to the phone calls. We have to talk more Tigers. TJ, I'm so sorry. My God. Sounds like things are going great.
It's called being a parent, Michael.
I know, and it sounds awful.
What, David, TJ. Back there, what? Can you back me up once in it? Just one time, David?
David's absentee.
Oh, sure.
He just, you know what excuse he uses? Oh, yeah, I got this thing at the church.
Oh, I got a meeting. Hey.
God told me I didn't have to do this.
Read something.
Read your paper.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
TJ Lang, he came in early. He's joining us for what, another segment or so? Are you not going to be here for the picks?
I gave him to David.
So picks by proxy.
Yeah, but I'll be listening too.
So we get to make fun.
I don't want him to go opposite. Said, like I told you, Rico, man, we're killing it, dude. We got to start our own podcast.
You know what? You're right. We should, our own version of Cash the Real Ticket.
I like the studio better. We got rid of the Italian Stallion.
All right. You want to take some phone calls?
Do I?
Yeah.
Would love to.
All right.
Only the positive ones.
All right.
The mean people from Mike when I leave.
Frank. Whoops. Hold on. Frank, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Nah, it's Rico and TJ.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Hey.
We kicked Mike out the studio.
Your buddy's coming back.
Well, here he is.
You guys are having too much fun. I think you started already.
Oh, my guy Frank is
here.
Oh, now it's special. TJ, you can get the hell out. Frank's here.
This is Mike's podcast, buddy.
This is my guy. I love Frank.
Done.
Frank, what are we doing here? What do we got? You going to the Tiger game tonight? What are you doing?
No, I'm going to be watching tonight. I called to see who do you think preferred to have the Tigers play, Baltimore or Houston?
Honestly, I think Houston. I think Houston. Yeah, I don't. I think they look old. I think they're kind of has-beens. I think Baltimore got healthy, Frank. They got four big bats back with Westberg and Kierstead and Urias and Mountcastle. They're young. They're athletic. They're energetic, just like you.
Right.
That's just me. But again, I think the Tigers could beat either of them. I'm not knocking the Tigers at all. It's just you're asking the question. Yeah, I'd rather take on the old age home.
I thought that maybe Houston, with their pitching staff, would give them a tougher time.
Well, Frank, you might end up being right. But look, here's my question. We're not going to mess with seeding, right? We're just going to play the games. And if they clinch tonight, you're going to roll everybody back out there Saturday and Sunday except Skubal.
Yeah.
You just play. And however it shakes out, it shakes out. Agree?
Agree.
All right.
Mike, I was rooting for your Giants last night, but they don't have any offense.
Oh, they're awful. Frank.
All right, Frank.
Terrible.
Frank, I know.
Quit kissing ass, all right, Frank?
No, leave Frank alone. I love Frank. Yeah, he's a good man.
Your ass. Oh, I was rooting for your Giants, Mike.
You know what? Maybe because Frank's a nice person. My goodness.
Giants, boom.
Frank, yeah. I appreciate you, and I'm sorry about
Frank,
TJ's
nobody cheers
behavior.
For the Giants, okay?
Well, my father does.
Oh, but Frank lied to you.
No, Frank did not lie to me. Frank is a lovely
nobody
man.
Nobody likes the Giants. Nobody. Except you and your dad.
That's probably right.
And I had a lot of pleasure last night watching the Giants play like ass, all right? Sorry, Frank. I didn't mean to take that on you. That was more with you.
Damn, TJ.
Giants.
Giants.
Get out of here. Nobody roots for the Giants.
Coming up at 3:30, TJ murders an old man. You can tell TJ's in a great place with his youth sports stuff.
Yeah. Frank, quit kissing up.
Oh, sorry.
I love Frank.
That's why Frank. I let you two just talk because, it's like... I could just see you on a porch with a swing and some lemonade.
I like Frank. He's a good guy. He loves his sports. I can't help TJ's angry at life. What do you want from me?
Not
me, really?
You.
Oh, really?
Wow. You ask too many dumb questions. I'm in a bad mood, man. You got me talking about kids' sports. I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
You're projecting.
I'm sorry. Right.
It's fine. No, you don't have to be sorry.
You know
what? Sorry.
Here's the thing. I've changed my mind. We're going to go in. We're going to make this happen with him and Kenny. Because I can only imagine how TJ telling you how it really feels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Frank, why don't you just shut up, okay? I got places to be. Giants suck. You didn't watch him.
He steals the hat from an 8-year-old at the game like the Sticky Bandits. Or puts it on his head.
No, it's the foul ball, and TJ just pushes the kid out the way.
He's Frank the Tank at the birthday party.
And then challenges a 7-year-old to a fight. You want to fight? Huh? Go get your father.
Yeah. Kick your dad's ass, kid. Don't look at me like that.
David, take your chance.
This is sad.
Oh my God.
What's going on right
Sorry,
now?
Frank. We traumatized that poor
Sorry, Frank.
I may or may not be your dad.
Nobody likes the Giants.
That I don't take back.
TJ's ready to rumble. I hear. Shut it down. I'm crying. What are you saying, Frank?
I apologize to Frank 4 times.
All right.
I'm in a bad mood.
We're living in the past.
Someone says, you can get out of it. Just buy her a diamond ring. You'll be okay, TJ. All right.
He doesn't want to cross the... What's the movie where Idris Elba wears the Viking hat and there's like a bridge of ice? What is that?
Thor?
Yeah, but what's the thing? He doesn't want to go past the thing he's guarding. What the hell is that? Help me.
know what you're talking about.
No! I can't think of it. He's guarding the time travel machine. Right. What the hell is that thing called?
Bifrost.
Bifrost. Okay. TJ doesn't want to cross the Bifrost. He doesn't want to cross his wife, or she'll end him. It's like Avengers Endgame. You don't want to go there.
TJ, open up the Bifrost now.
Open it up now! She's coming! Oh, you see, is that a comet?
No, it's TJ Lang.
Whoo, my lord.
TJ would not be worthy.
You act like I've never tried this before. That's why I'm telling you.
Open the portal now!
Where's Dr. Strange when you need him?
How many outcomes do I get out of this not divorced? Zero.
Wong, can you help a brother out?
David, go ahead.
Yeah, someone says, I can't wait to see it. I need to see it tonight with Kenny and TJ.
It'd be incredible. I think they're actually like stepbrothers. That would work. It would absolutely work. And they would get along even more the more alcohol that was consumed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, TJ, it's all right, buddy. You okay?
Yeah.
Where you got to be? You got to go to MLA City for the tournament? Where is...
It'll be okay, TJ. It'll be okay. We'll get through it together. We'll get through it.
He's a broken man. David, one more. Please.
All right. I love this one. I was also rooting for the Giants, mostly because the Cowboys are penis cancer, Decker reported.
Yes.
I didn't factor that in.
All right. Listen. Good point. It was a tough go. But, hey, you're super psyched to go see some youth hockey. God bless. Have a great time.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Real believable. Well, what you just witnessed was the complete mental breakdown of a angry parent who hates youth sports. TJ Lang, everyone. I'm going to get to the people. We'll get to the picks. Obviously, Tiger Talk is big today, and we're going to keep doing it. Why don't we knock a couple of phone calls right now? Does that work?
Let's do that, yeah.
All right. I feel for TJ. Let's go to Josh.
I feel for Frank.
97.1. I miss Frank. I love the man. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Hope you guys are back to sanity over there.
We're good. We're good.
Okay. Good to hear. Yeah, I'm coming up from Columbus, going to the game. We've got tickets to all three games. We bought them after the Royals series. I want to sell them for $5,000, $10,000. It is the opportunity to see this. It's been 10 years since this. I'm not selling these tickets for no matter what someone's offering me. But you guys were talking about the other day, teams you compare this to, what we can compare it to. And I was thinking, 2022 TCU is the last team that I remember that had this sort of blood magic going on. I mean, fire legendary coach Gary Patterson the year before. Mm. And even in the Michigan game, Donovan Edwards' first run down to the one-yard line, bases loaded, Shelby Miller ground out, triple double play, first pitch,
you know
three
what?
And out.
How about this, Josh? It's a good call because, remember, I believe they had six second-half comebacks that season too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. The Baylor, the kick with, like, just scrambling everyone on.
Yep. No, all of it. You're right.
It was like the third-string quarterback.
Yeah, because Max Duggan didn't win the job, and it wasn't supposed to be his. All of it. No, Josh, that's a really interesting comparison. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, just wanted to share that one. Sorry to any Michigan fans that had to hear that.
Oh, to hell with them. Josh, please. To hell with them. Appreciate it. Have a good time at it, man. I think it's great. And I'm cool if people say they're not selling. Not mad at it. It was a question about what would it take for you to sell your ticket for tonight. And people are, look, it's going to be a packed house. It's a coronation. I don't think anyone is freaked out. The way this team plays, they could be down 4-0. They'll still come back and win.
Yeah, I think maybe if it hits like 6 or 7 runs, you would think, okay, not our night tonight. But yeah, so long as it's within, I think, 5 runs by the 5th inning, we can come back. We can get this.
I stand by it, though. Like, the most valuable person in all of this is still the Twins. Thank you for your service, Minnesota. 12-26, your last 38. What are you kidding me? I mean, the Tiger run is splendid, but remember, it takes two to tango. The only reason we're in the playoffs, it's Minnesota. Anything short of Minnesota falling off a cliff, you don't make it. So they're the real MVP.
No, you're right. I mean, yeah, yeah, epic collapse. I'll just leave it at that.
Correct. Let's go to Bryson, 97.1. Bryson, what's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good,
hear
Bryce.
Me all right?
Yeah, what's up?
I wanted to get the over-under on 12 months. Can we get 12 months straight of this crazy Friday night energy? We got the Red Wings coming up. We got the Lions passing off to the next season, to the next season, to the next season. What are you guys thinking on that? Because by the sounds of it, by all the callers calling in, and by getting Kenny and TJ out there, it's already going to be a lit Friday night.
Yes. Bryson, my fear is going to be the Red Wings. That's my fear. I don't think they had a good offseason. I don't think it was what any of us wanted or hoped for. And look, if I had said to you, Bryson, your biggest acquisition would be simply retaining Patrick Kane, you're not discernibly better on the blue line. You're not discernibly better between the pipes. I don't know. I mean, yes, young players have a right to get better. Is this the year Lucas Raymond becomes an absolute superstar? Possibly. But, yeah, I don't know.
Can him and Sider catch lightning in a bottle, basically?
Yeah, I think I would need to see an answer in net first. Like, yeah, maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. If Detroit is operating blood magic, maybe every goalie gets hurt and Kosa becomes your Tom Brady and he leads you like Jaguar led the Ducks back in the day. I don't know. Seriously, like you need something like that to take place for it to be this. And in hockey, like, look, pitching in baseball, bullpen in baseball is goaltending in hockey. Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
You got to be able to goalie somebody. You got to do to teams what Washington did to teams.
Yeah, and my Tiger, if we're making this lightning in a bottle type of run, it's got to be Job. If he steps up, oh my goodness.
I know.
Because the bullpen's already carried. They've been the regular season fan favorite, Tiger favorite. Like, they've kept us through this, so having one more piece to add to the picture for the playoffs?
It would almost be like a cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
I know. All right, well, first things first, win tonight. Get it done tonight. We got playoffs next week. That's it. That's all it takes. One win tonight against the lousy White Sox. Come on. Don't ruin people's Friday night. 248-539-9797. David, you're still laughing. What's the issue?
Looking at some text on things, that's all.
Go ahead, give me one good one. What do you got? Keep
TJ
it clean.
Going at Frank is the hardest I've laughed since Doug read the recipe about dildo.
Oh! Wait.
I actually have the audio of that saved somewhere if you'd like it. It was during the pandemic and he was asking people what hobbies they've picked up. And one guy said that he was learning how to make bread to set up Doug to say it on the air. And he's like, you have to have a good dill.
Got it.
Okay. Yes.
We've lost Rico. We've lost Rico. It's over.
I was just trying to think. How did you? Okay.
Just leave it alone.
That was a great setup.
Prob, I'm sure FanDuel's thrilled with this segue. NFL week 4. The Tigers are making the playoffs. People's pets' heads are falling off. All right. No time to waste. Let's do the business. It's time for the picks. Rico's in the pole position since TJ cares more about youth sports than entertaining the city of Detroit. Let's do it. Number 15 versus number 16. Louisville pays Notre Dame a visit. The Irish lay in 7. Rico.
Mike, game's going to be taking place at 3:30. Don't know if it's going to be raining in South Bend or not, but I think if that's the case, it's going to be a lot of running going on. Give me Louisville and the points.
Kenneth.
One of my good buddies picking against Georgia this week, so, and he's a big Notre Dame fan, so to hell with him, I'm picking Louisville.
David.
Yeah, you're right. A rainy game would benefit Louisville the best, but I'm going to go Notre Dame here. I think it doesn't rain as much, so Notre Dame.
To hell with Notre Dame. Riley Leonard can't throw the ball. He averages 146 yards passing. Inclement weather. Louisville's got better uniforms. Give me the 7 points.
We're going to add TJ's in or no?
No, to hell with him. Oklahoma State visiting Kansas State. K-State laying 5.5. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, Oklahoma State basically just fell apart last week. They're going to head into Manhattan, the Little Apple, and nobody leaves the Little Apple happy. Give me K-State.
Kenny.
If this were closer to a field goal or underneath that key number, I would say Kansas State, but give me Oklahoma State.
David.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's not that good. They can't run the ball. Mike's talked about this a lot. It's a tough one, so I have to go Kansas State here reluctantly.
Your problem is K-State can't stop the pass, and what has Okie State been doing? Airing it out. Devil's number, give me the Pokes, 5.5. game of the week, Georgia, Bama, Tuscaloosa, number two, number four. The spread is down to one, Rico Beard.
Which basically tells me, I look at Kenny. Kenny has not been confident all week, so Roll Tide.
All right, we go to Kenny Cott.
Better check the orbitals with no Nick Saban. Ramming speed. Go, Dogs.
David.
I want to see Kenny sad on Monday, so I'm going to go Alabama.
He's going to be at the game, actually.
I think both teams are going to try to pound the rock. I have questions about Georgia's explosiveness. And with Bama, maybe Milroe's that cheat code. They're at home. Give me the Tide. Ohio State, Michigan State. Why? Rico, no, 23.5 is the spread.
You know what, Mike? I have learned this from you.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the Buckeyes, O-H-I-O. And if Michigan State somehow happens to win, I'll feel good. But if not, I'm going to get the point for this. Okay. I'm picking the Buckeyes. I've learned from you.
Emotional hedge.
Yes.
Kenny.
Come on, man. Sack up. Go MSU.
David?
I really could say something after you said sack up, but I'm going to go just Ohio State here.
What did you plan on saying?
All right.
Is it going to rain? It's going to rain, right?
Rain will be done by 7:30.
Damn it.
But the field will be wet.
Give me Ohio State. All right, Minnesota, Michigan. Great. Michigan laying 10.5. Rico?
I think it will be raining for this game. I think Michigan's just going to run the ball at will. Give me Michigan.
Kenneth?
Yeah, they're going to keep the ball on the ground. Bad weather. I'll take Minnesota and the points.
Doug David is correct.
You just hate to see a program that PJ Fleck has there in Minnesota. Just sad. Michigan.
Over-under in this game is like 34. You think I'm laying 10 points in that? No way. Give me the points. Give me the barber. Give me Minnesota. All right, NFL people. Let's do this. Undefeated Vikings at the Pack. Now, this line has bumped out to 3. Makes you wonder if Jordan Love's playing. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Rico Beard.
Mike, much like the Detroit Tigers, I cannot explain the Minnesota Vikings. I'm just going to roll with the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, they're going to win this thing.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I'm copying off of Rico's notes here. I feel the exact same way. I don't know why Minnesota's winning, but I'll just stick with it.
David?
Yeah, I also wondered that with the number moving about Love, so I'm going to go Packers here.
I really think LaFleur, coach of the year type stuff the last couple of weeks. Defense, road game for the Vikes.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but you're not playing an injured Niner team or a crap Giants team. And guess what? 16 sacks the first 3 weeks. What do the Packers O-line do best? Pass protect. Give me the Pack. Saints, Atlanta. Now, this line was 1.5. You're playing some games over here listing 2.5. This is Atlanta 1.5 against the Saints. Rico.
I'm going to look at the Saints to bounce back and to become that Saints team that started off the year. I can't trust the Falcons. I can't trust Cousins. Give me the Saints.
Kenny.
I can't trust the Saints unless you're giving me more than a field goal, so I'm going to take Atlanta.
David.
No, the Saints are going to recover. They'll be marching back in. I'm going with the Saints.
Atlanta. I don't trust the Saints. And, yeah, that's it. I can't stand them. Derek Carr, go to hell. Eagles laying 2. They travel to the Bucs. The injury report, most Buccaneers have practiced, not named. Kalijah Kancey, not named. Antoine Winfield Jr. Everybody else who they've been missing, from Jamal Dean or Mike Evans or Godwin or Goddicke or Tristan Wirfs, all participants Thursday in practice, right. Just so you know. Go ahead.
Don't know if that's going to help them out or not, because the Eagles have the cheat code. Christian McCaffrey is not playing. It is the Saquon Barkley show this year. Give me the Eagles.
Kenny.
This is another one of those games where I'd need more than a field goal to take the Bucs, so I'm going to take the Eagles here. Hello, Jennifer.
David.
Yeah, we talked about, or Rico, you talked about revenge for the Rams coming in. Well, the Eagles want revenge from losing to the Buccaneers in the playoffs. I'm going Eagles.
Devontae Smith did not practice. A.J. Brown did not practice. You don't have those two, that passing game doesn't work. Bucs getting healthy. Line looks fishy. Give me the Bucs. Bills, Ravens, Sunday night. This is an actual game I've been waiting all day for. Ravens laying 2.5.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
That song sucks. It's almost as bad as Collinsworth. Go ahead.
You know what? I think that we're looking at the MVP of the league and Josh Allen. He's yet to throw a pick. He won't throw one in this game. Bills.
Thank you, Donald. Kenny?
This is the regular season good bowl. I'm going to go with the home team, the Ravens.
All right. David?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing in Buffalo. They must have the voodoo there as well. So I'm going to go the white quarterback in the Buffalo Bills.
I think this is an upgrade for the Bills. They're going up in class for this game. You're on the road. Ravens got healthy, got right last week. I think Lamar's taking a trip to the dentist. He's about to get it in. Give me the Ravens. Seahawks at the Lions. Lions laying 3.5. Mr. Beard.
You know what? The interesting thing, Mike, is that I did the lounge with Cookies, and he's normally cocky costume when it comes to the Lions. Scared. Doesn't want to see the Seahawks. I'm kind of feeling the same way. No rag now. Make it 3 years in a row. Give me Seattle.
Unbelievable. Kenny.
And indeed it was. Give me the Lions.
Hatchet Man.
I'm going to be negative in black here because the Seahawks just have their numbers. I'm going Seahawks.
This is very difficult because the Lions are wearing special uniforms and new helmets.
What color are the uniforms, Mike?
Black. So in essence, it would be. But I do think their white uniforms are better. I do. Okay. I lean Seattle just because of it's north of a field goal. I think the Ragnow thing matters a lot.
Geno Smith.
And homeless Geno Smith and them receivers. Give me Seattle with the points. I think the Lions win, but couldn't you see 24-21?
Yeah.
Just take the 3.5 points. Really upset you guys left one of my favorite games of the week off of here, but that's all right.
What was that?
It was going to be that Auburn-Oklahoma game. A ratty deluxe game.
I looked at that over again, yeah.
That one's gross. All right, those are the picks. See if Rico can keep... Rico's on fire right now. Really nice job.
I thought you were going to say the Niners and the Patriots game.
Oh, not Niners laying the 10.5?
Yeah.
You're betting on that. You should call the number. You can't even name the players, and the Patriots might be switching to Drake May at any point during the game.
Take the Patriots.
No, just don't touch that game. Go hang out with your family. Do not bet that game. Those are the picks. 97-1.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.